You're listening to the 241st edition of the Be Talking podcast. And we're going to study over the next few weeks a few psukim in Yirmiyah, Jeremiah, Perek Yud Zayin, psukim Hey through Yud. So I'd like to read them to you inside. And we're going to, of course, get a greater depth as we continue with the different mafarshim, different concepts. But this is foundational. This is the core of what it means to have bitachon. What does it mean to trust in God? And what does the opposite look like? Because we start off with the opposite. Koyamar Hashem. This is what Hashem says. Yudke vavke, rachamim. Orer hagever sheyivtach ba'adam. Cursed is the one who trusts in a human being. And that can be another human being, and that can be ourselves. V'som baser zroyoy. He makes someone of flesh to be his strength. Min Hashem yasur libo, and turns his heart away from Hashem. Now, that's the pasuk that we're going to discuss here today. But I want to read the other psukim here because it's interesting to see the contrast and the description of the Navi. As he talks about what happens when a person trusts in another human being. What happens when a person trusts in Hashem? What is the contrast? This person who trusts in a human being, whether it's himself or whether it's another person, they end up like a barren tree, a lone tree, in a wilderness. And he won't see when good comes, which either means that no good is going to come, or he just won't even observe it. He won't even notice it. When a person is grabbing either at actions that he himself is taking or that others are going to provide for him with, it's just selfish. And there's no good that comes out of it. And he's going to be a person who lives in a dried out area in the wilderness, Eretz Melecha, in a salty place. Right? Eretz Melecha means, like if you go to Yam HaMelech, you go to the area of the Dead Sea. So there's a lot of salt. And there's nothing that can grow in salty earth and in salty water. And it's not a place people want to live. A person who's busy trusting in himself, trusting even in other human beings. Self-destructive. It's self-destructive. On the other side of it, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach Hashem. But blessed is the person who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will show that he is his trust, which we're going to, I believe, discuss in the Parsha podcast in a few days. What is the concept of Hashem appearing in our lives, showing himself, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it's been given to us by others who have experienced him perhaps, or by others who claim to know who he is, but it's something that we personally experience. I'm going to speak about that in the Parsha podcast. But in the meantime, the pasuk is telling us, if you trust in Hashem, Hashem will show you that you trusted in him. It's kedai. It's worthwhile. You're going to have an experience of Hashem. You're going to have an experience that you wouldn't have had otherwise. Now, this person who trusts in Hashem, this kind of person will be like a tree that's rooted on water. And the roots are extending to an area where there's plentiful water. You won't notice that dryness comes about, that it's hot, or it won't happen. This is the exact opposite of the other person, the description. And he'll have refreshed leaves. Uvishnas batseres layidog. In a year where everyone around seems to be not doing well. It's a famine. The economy is not doing well. Lo yidog, he's not afraid. He's not worried. Lo yomish measeis peri. He's still going to produce fruits. It's not going to stop. The fruit production will not stop. Akova lev, mikol vanushu, mi yedanu. The heart, says the Navi, a person's heart has the potential to become twisted, right? We've spoken about listening to our hearts, and when we speak about listening to our hearts, we're talking about listening to Hashem's voice inside of our hearts. But sometimes our mind, our Yetzirah, our lower self, can misconstrue, can cause our heart to become bent out of shape. So I gotta be aware where that's happening. Ani Hashem Chaker Lei B'chein Klal Yis. Hashem says through his Navi, I'm Hashem, the one who searches out your heart. I understand what's going on in your Klal Yis, in your kidneys. The Klal Yis are the seat of our deepest thoughts, the root of our deepest inspirations. L'seis li'ish kidrachov kiprima alalov. Hashem says, I'm going to give each person according to who he is, according to what he is. If a person chooses to go in the path of Hashem, to trust in Hashem, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him and save him and take care of him, and behave that way, Hashem is going to show up in his life. And if a person puts his trust in other human beings or in himself, you're going to see the result. You're going to see what's going to happen. Those are the psukim, powerful psukim. Now I'd like to read to you from our Sefer Psukim, we're talking about Yeshua, which gives us a number of different mefarshim. First, we're going to start off with that first pasuk, which speaks about the curse. And it's interesting, the Yalkut Shimoni points out that it uses the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, in speaking about the fact that someone is cursed. It's an unusual kind of thing. Usually Yudke Vavke is Hashem's name of mercy. Yalkut Shimoni says, actually, you know, let's read the pasuk again. Koyim Hashem. This is what Hashem says, Yudke Vavke. Or Agiver Sheyivtach Ba'adam. Cursed is the person who trusts in man. And by the way, I'll just throw in here, because I think it's pertinent to all of us. Trusting in human beings also has to do with looking at the news, let's say, or looking at the people around us, and getting frustrated with how things are going in the world, and forgetting that it's Hashem who runs the world. The pasuk is telling us, don't trust people. It doesn't just mean be cynical. It means, don't think that the people are running the world either. Don't think that the political leaders who seem to be running the world are running the world. Don't think that the kidnappings of other political leaders are what's really going on. Hashem is it. Hashem is it. Hashem is it. All that goes on in the world. Negative, positive, and I prefer not to read the news. I prefer not to hear the negative. But whatever comes my way, whatever information comes to me, understand that it's Hashem. And the pasuk is saying here, it's a terrible mistake. A person is cursed when they trust in a human being. And I want to, no, we don't like to hear the word cursed, because cursed sounds very strong. But the pasuk, Hashem is saying it in a very strong way, because we need to know that this is a mistake. Don't make this mistake. The result is going to be really bad. Don't let your heart turn away from Hashem. Keep it coming back to the fact that it's Hashem who runs the world. Keep it coming back to the fact that it's Hashem who runs my life. Keep it coming back to how can I hear Hashem's voice inside of me that's guiding me. Yalkut Shimoni says like this. Kachshan Rabbi Seinu. This is what our sages said. There are three particular places we're going to point out where Hashem's name of mercy, Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is used even though there's something very negative going on in the pasuk. Alamesis, Wanacha, Shehisi, Sesaisha. We find in regards to the seducer, the one who seduced Chava to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was the snake. Vamar ki yedea lekim. He said the snake, he quoted, he used the name of Hashem, he invoked Hashem's name, he said, God knows that the moment that you eat from that tree, you'll be like Him. So you see that God's name, Hashem's name, is used in a very negative context. In the context of making the ultimate mistake of not listening to Hashem's voice. Of choosing what the noise in our head says, and here it was the noise of the Nachash. of the snake. The Yalkushimani says, another example is in the context of listening to the words of the sages, listening to the words of the Torah, to the direction of Hashem. Shenemar Kayim Hashem Orah Yish Asher Lo Yishma. Pasuk also in Yirmiyah, in Jeremiah, says, in chapter 11, verse 3, that Hashem says, Yudke Vavke, Hashem says, cursed is the person who doesn't listen to the words of the Torah. And the third one is our pasuk. Hashem says, Yudke Vavke, don't place your trust in human beings, in flesh and blood. So this is a powerful lesson. It's coming from Hashem's mercy. It's coming from Hashem's love for us, saying, don't do this. Don't make the mistake. Don't listen to the snake. Don't allow yourself to ignore the words of our sages, the words of the Torah. And don't allow yourself to make the mistake of trusting in people. Have rachmanis on yourself. I, Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the ultimate compassionate one, I have rachmanis on you. I have compassion on you. Don't make this mistake. He brings here from the Rekeach. In his explanation of Al HaNisim, Hanukkah is over, but here's an interesting idea. Amru, our sages said, Bas ha'isalei matisyo ben yoichan and kain gadol. Shein ki yofya b'chal ha'olam. Matisyo, the hero of the Hanukkah story, so he had a beautiful daughter. She was the most beautiful woman in the world. She was betrothed to another member of the Chashmonai family. There was a particular Greek, probably a powerful one, probably some kind of officer, who grabbed this beautiful girl, this beautiful Baskayan, and he opened up a Sefer Torah and he said, I want to violate her on this Sefer Torah in front of her betrothed one. We didn't know what to do. We're looking at this terrible, terrible thing. This terrible story is unfolding in front of us. And we're looking to the east. Maybe some Persian army will come to save us. Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol, said, I'm sorry, a Chashmonai, a different member of the family, said to Yochanan, the high priest, like, Siv Aragirish Yiftach Ba'adam, you're looking for some Persian army to save us from this atrocity that's about to take place? It says, curse is the one who trusts in human beings. Uchsiv Baruch HaGirish Yiftach Ba'Shem. Blessed is the person who trusts in Hashem. Amar lo yafa ta'aymer. So he said to him, you're saying good. Ani v'shalish bonai, I and my three sons, v'ata v'shiva b'necha, and you and your seven sons, harei yudbeis, k'neged yudbeis shvatim, we have 12 of us. There are 12 of us all together. Muvtach ani v'kadosh baruch hu shiyaseh lanu neis, I am absolutely certain that Hashem is going to make a miracle for us. Miyad tavas Elazar asayif. Elazar, who was one of the Chashmonaim, grabbed the sword, v'chatach es reshesh al yavoni, and he cut off the head of this particular Greek who was trying to violate one of our daughters. That was the beginning, it seems, of this great war against the Greeks, and we were able to come out victorious. But how did it start? The Rekeach is saying an amazing thing, an amazing lesson. It started with this mistake of believing that I'm going to be saved and helped by somebody else, by somebody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Trump is going to come and save me, that weapons from Europe are going to come and save me, that Biden is going to come and save me. That's the first mistake. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save me. He might work through them. He might work through my own abilities, my own talents that he gave me. But let's be clear. I have to give credit where credit is due. I have to bring it back to the original source of the power, and that's Hashem. And when I give it to somebody else, I'm asking for trouble. That's what we see from the story. Now he brings some chavis halavavi. So Amr, or Agever Gomer, v'im yiftach ha-chachmasi v'tach buloysov. The chavis halavavi says very clearly, based on our pasuk, cursed is the one who trusts in a human being. It doesn't just mean in another human being. It means as well, the person should not trust in his own wisdom and his own craftiness and the power of his body and his efforts. A person who does so, Yazveh Hashem l'nafshiv yigal erik. Hashem says, do it your way. Let's see how well you fare. And that person is going to end up working for nothing. Yechlash koichai. His strength will become weak. And all of his craftiness, all of his ideas, all of his plans will not attain that which he desires. The person will never attain what he desires. And that could be because Yishlai Mana Ratzim Asayim, when a person is in the space of Yitzhara, of the evil inclination. So if you have 100, you want 200. It's never going to be enough. But besides that, I think that there's a natural repercussion, which is what we're saying here. The Pesukim are really saying. There's a natural result. If I am not trusting in Hashem, I will reap what I sow. And I'm sowing disconnection from the one who is the source of all of the power of everything that's living in this world. Look at the trees behind me. How do they get life? No one is watering them. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the rain. And there's a natural progression that Hashem created. And if we attach ourselves to it, so then we can, when I say to it, when we attach ourselves to the source of all of nature, which is Hashem, so then things flow naturally. And when we think that we're going to grab it, it doesn't work. He brings here on the bottom, and with this we'll wrap it up. Zelashin Agra. This is what the Gra says in Chidush HaGadol and Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Minani Milei Darmi Yinshi Karavina Zutri Legavri Hashad Dekashishna Darki. People say there's a bitui. There's a saying that when I was young, I was like a man. I was great. As I got old, I became like a child. What does it mean? We can think about this in terms of a chicken. When a chicken is young, when it's a chick, so it comes to its mother and the mother gives it what it needs. It puts the food in its mouth. But when that same chick gets bigger to the size of a regular chicken and it comes back to its mother, as if it's going to get something from her. So then the mother gives her wounds, make oisa, pecks at her. Because at this point, if you're big, you got to get your own food. Now, when a human being is young, a child, we trust in Hashem. That's the natural state. We trust in Hashem. And as a result, you look at a little child. Child is born, it's completely helpless. It just lives in mitachon. And everything that it needs is just put into its mouth. The milk that it needs, the food that it needs, everything is provided for it. As the human being gets bigger, so we become independent. We become able to feed ourselves. And the result is that there is less hashgacha, there's less direct divine providence. Hashem looks over, you can do it yourself. But that's not the highest level. The Jewish people, before they got to the sea, before they went through the sea, before the sea split for them, So the Jewish people were very afraid of the Egyptians. They had no self-confidence. And in a certain way, that's good because they trusted in Hashem very much. But because of the fact that they, at a certain point, became more confident in themselves, they lost the connection. They lost their bitachon in Hashem. They lost that sense that Hashem is taking care of me. Because they started to think that they could do it themselves. Beautiful, beautiful idea. This is the Gra. He says, in the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash, there was the Aron HaBris, the Ark of the Covenant. Inside of it was the Torah. On top of it were two figures of angels, and the angels had a face of a child. This teaches us that childlike innocence, it's that child. When we have that child inside of us, that ability to just trust simply. Oh, if I do this, if I do that, da-di-da-di-da-di-dam. Lose it. Let it go. Just have that childlike trust. Return to that childlike innocence. That's where the Shechina comes in. Hashem speaks to the Navi. Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from between the Kruvim, from between those cherubs, those childlike faces, to teach us that you want to receive Hashem's voice, you want to hear it, you want to receive Hashem's divine providence, you want Hashkacha Pratis, you want the Bitachon to work. Get back to that childlike feeling. Get back to that space of innocence and belief that He's the one doing it for me and not me. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.